Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the I Can't Make This Shit Up podcast. And I swear for God, I can't make it up. But before I get into what I can't make up, I'd like to say thank you for listening. Your ears mean the world to me. I'd like to thank your fingers for clicking, because without that click, you wouldn't have heard me. And you know my favorite cliche, without it even being a cliche: without you, there's no me. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm back. And I've been wanting to talk about this for a while now. What is it? You know, one of my favorite movies of all time is The Five Heartbeats. And I was recently watching the making of The Five Heartbeats, and how my man, with all due respect, Robert Townsend, how he put it together. And he broke it all down to when it first started. Him and Keenan wrote it at first, then how it got shelved for a couple of years, how he wanted Denzel to be the lead, everything. How it's supposed to have been about the Temptations, because his favorite singer was David Ruffin. And he wanted to know what happened to the Temptations. Robert Townsend, the man, the legend, who directed Hollywood Shuffle, become legend in Hollywood, financed it with credit cards. Robert Townsend, that man, the innovator, the motivator. Yes. There's so many more accolades I can give Robert Townsend. But I want to have a real conversation about Robert Townsend, because I'm disappointed in us. Yes, us. We didn't support Robert Townsend the way we were supposed to. If you think I'm lying, go look up the numbers. Go look up every year one of his movies came out, and just see what other black movies was out at that time that had black actors, you know, black leads. Yeah. He came out making movies at a time that he was trying to institute change. He was fighting a machine that I don't think he understood at that time, because he was young. What am I talking about? A machine. How can I explain it, man? The Five Heartbeats wasn't a movie that was centered around violence. You know what I mean? Yeah, you had violent scenes in the movie, but the movie wasn't centered around violence. Drugs, you know, like what came out during that time. The Five Heartbeats was released in 1991. New Jack City, yeah, crack, cocaine. One Today, Boys in the Hood, 1991, violence. One Today, not a black singing group from the 50s or the 60s, 70s, whatever. I'm not done. Meteor Man. The first time a black man was a superhero. Did we support him? No. Budget, $20 million. Box office, $8 million. 1993, Menace to Society. Yes. Kane, Old Dog, violence. Budget, $3.5 million. movie, $30 million to $35 million. Did we really support Robert Townsend? Did we really support his vision? The vision that he had for black actors and black people in general. We didn't. The numbers don't lie. Then he did the movie Baps with Halle Berry. Did nothing. I respect Robert Townsend for being an innovator, a motivator, going up against a machine. He was going up against a machine. I was a young kid at that time, 10, 11, 12. But when I was old enough to understand, 13, 14, yes, Five Heartbeats was a good movie. But we gravitated more to the Boys in the Hood, The Menace, South Central. Oh yeah, I forgot all about that. Trespass, King of New York, anything that dealt with violence, sex, drugs, murder, we supported. You know, big shout out to Robert Townsend though. Big shout out, my brother. I respect the hell out of you. Cause as you know, I'll be 43 this year. I couldn't see it then. I see it now. Exactly what you was trying to do. Much respect to you. Paying my homage. You was trying to get us to look at one another in a different light. Don't be the typical stereotype. But you was going up against a machine. That machine's still turning right now. Look at it. Look what gangsta rap done. Look what it did. NWA. And it started to change gradually over the time. But now we all went to the drill field. But this is about Robert Townsend going up against a machine. Five Heartbeats. The Five Heartbeats. One of the greatest movies ever made. Then he was explaining how they wanted to cut the scene with him and his sister, but he was hell bent on keeping that scene because he understood the power of it. They wanted to cut the scene with Eddie Kane in the church scene. They wanted to cut that, but he understood the power of it. Big shout out to Robert Townsend, man. For real. Like, big shout out to you. Much respect. I'm sorry that it took me now, you know, to really understand what you was trying to do. And I wish, I truly, honestly wish we would have supported you a little bit better, a little bit more. Cause you really deserved it. Cause what you was trying to give us at that time, my brother, I don't think we were really ready for. We wasn't ready for the black superhero. I really appreciate your work, brother. Robert Townsend, one of the greats. One of the greats. And on that note, I'm out. And I want to thank everybody for listening. I really appreciate it. I really do. I love you for taking the time out of your busy day to check your boy out. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. And you, from the bottom of my heart, I love you all. Stay safe. Be blessed. Until the next time.